Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, again, another very busy week for the goings-on in Leinster House and elsewhere throughout the country. And I'm going to begin with the most recent story, and that's the decision by the Minister for the Environment and Local Government, Mr. Phil Hogan, to introduce a special rate of €5 for the registration of septic tanks. Now, this is an issue that has caused a lot of concern in rural areas, not least because of the scaremongering of people who were in positions who knew better and who went out there to deliberately take advantage and exploit people's fears. This is as a result of the laziness and ineptitude of the last government. They consistently told Brussels that contamination of water supplies was down to septic tanks. They then turned around and, for of that, Brussels and issued a directive to register septic tanks. The last government didn't do that, and they left it to the new administration to take this issue and to go forward with it. And that's exactly what has happened here. And I think the minister and the government have listened to the concerns that have been raised by people throughout the length and breadth of Ireland for genuine reasons, and have decided to show, I believe, a very practical approach. And we'll also find out over the coming days and weeks the regulations, and I'm sure the government will continue to show an empathy with people in rural Ireland who are worrying about this issue. We had a very successful strategy meeting for the Labour Party in Coxwell West on Saturday afternoon in the lovely Lisart House in Skibbereen. There were about 20 people, and we did a SWOT analysis, and we had a lively discussion and exchange. And this is a very healthy exercise for the party, because almost 1 year into government, it's very important that we would retain the value of membership and listen to members on the ground as they highlight their concerns and their views, both positive and otherwise, in terms of how we're doing in government. It was very productive, and I thank all the members who attended for their input and their contributions. We've also seen the last week the exodus from the public sector. And again, I must highlight the media role in terms of how this has played out. For years, we've been told by the national broadcaster and newspapers that the public sector is bloated, there's too many in it, we must reduce the public sector bill. And now that the government have set about doing that, basically bringing forward a retirement scheme for people who are going to retire anyway, all of a sudden you would think that the policing of the country is going to stop, that nurses in the country would stop, that our local authorities would shut down. I mean, the absolute reaction to it is simply unbelievable, given the manner in which the same media outlets had campaigned and fought against the large public sector for many years. I want to acknowledge the fact that government have finally filled the positions, the senior positions that were available in An Garda Síochána. Today's cabinet meeting, they filled the position of 2 assistant commissioners, 8 chief superintendents, and 23 superintendents. A very welcome decision by government and a great boost to the manpower and resources of An Garda Síochána. Well, that's it for me for this week. Again, you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie. Thank you for listening.